Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is an honor to be joined by our next guest. He is one of the top NFL reporters in the country, Ian Rappaport. He works at NFL Network. You can also follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. NFL Network's Inside Training Camp Live coverage expands to 6 hours of daily live coverage starting this Monday at 9 a.m. Central. We welcome Ian Rappaport onto the show. Ian, appreciate you coming on.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Today is a good day. Today is certainly a good day to follow the Kansas City Chiefs. We've had a lot of those days this offseason. Let's start here. Just behind the scenes, how did we see this deal get done between Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs?
This is something that the Chiefs and Kelce have been working on very quietly for, you know, probably about 3 weeks at least when they really, really got into it. And, you know, I think the Chiefs have done, as you guys very well know, an incredible job this year of very methodically plowing through the priorities. So it's like, all right, none bigger priority than Patrick Mahomes. Cool, we'll get him done. Huge contract, big-time extension, you know, almost $500 million. Okay, well, then it's Chris Jones. Get him done right on time. A really nice deal. Didn't mess up their cap. Didn't add new money this year. Get him done. Now it's like, all right, he's our next best player. Get Travis Kelce done. And that's kind of the way they did it. Didn't sound like they messed with their cap this year either. Guaranteed him some money. Set him up for, you know, for basically the rest of his career, some really good security on a third contract. Got that done as well. Meanwhile, the 49ers were sort of concurrently doing their deal with George Kittle. Just a fascinating situation to watch. But, you know, this is a lot of times these deals have to happen quietly, and that certainly was the case for KC.
I was just going to ask that. Because we talked about this a lot on this show, was we knew Kittle's contract was coming up, and at some point Kelce was going to ask for the extension that he received today. How much of a race behind the scenes was it to be the highest paid tight end in the NFL, or was it simply there was these sort of parameters set by each of the clubs, and it was about kind of hitting that marker?
Yeah, the deals are so different. I mean, Kittle's, you know, the structure guarantees him a lot of money. The guarantee triggers are a little different. The guarantees the year before, kind of like Patrick Mahomes does, for instance. And it's a second contract, first time he's made money. For Kelce, you know, this is a third contract. He's already made a lot of money. He's a little older. You know, this is more of a, you know, he's going to earn the money, but doesn't get a ton of it up front. It's just, it's very different. I think it was, you know, not a surprise at all that Kittle was going to be the highest paid. That was always going to happen. And Kelce was always going to come in lower just because it's his third contract. It was really just a question of how much lower. And I think, you know, Travis Kelce's people did a nice job of getting as close to George Kittle as they possibly could have.
Right now we're talking to Ian Rappaport. You can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. Also, be sure to check out NFL Network's Inside Training Camp Live. The coverage expands to 6 hours of daily live coverage starting this Monday at 9 a.m. Central. Ian, what do you think this says about the Kansas City Chiefs organization, that they've been able to keep their star core intact, where they've been talking about this hashtag running back at least for the next 2 years? They're going to have Mahomes locked up. They're going to have Chris Jones locked up. Travis Kelce now locked up, where this team's young core is all set in stone?
Well, you know, I covered the Patriots for 3 years before I got to NFL Network. And one thing that New England did so well was convince their guys that they should take just a little bit less to make sure to keep the core together. And they could always say, look what Tom Brady's making. You know, he's taking less than a lot of quarterbacks. You should agree to our structure, our deals, whatever it is. The Chiefs are, it's not quite like that because obviously Mahomes' contract is massive. But the structure is one that I think helps the Chiefs. It allows them to lock up their guys. And they really have convinced guys like, all right, if you just kind of agree to our structure, we're going to take care of you, but we're going to have room for some of the other guys. And I think that's what they've done an incredible job of. I mean, we're seeing, you know, guys like Brett Veach and Brent Tillis and those guys. I mean, they have really done an incredible job of getting the players to take really nice contracts, but one that does allow them the flexibility to keep their guys.
Ian, can you explain one thing to me? I want to understand the salary cap, because I don't know how a team can go from having less than $200 to then being able to sign the largest contract in NFL history. Chris Jones gets $60 million guaranteed, and just 3 weeks prior to the start of the season, we go ahead and sign Travis Kelce too. Can you explain this whole salary cap thing to me?
Well, I think the most important thing is that, you know, I haven't gotten a full look at the Kelce deal. That'll probably come later today, but I'm not sure it added a ton this year. I think it guaranteed a lot. I think it added about $4 million right up front. But you know, based on the signing bonus and how it all shakes out, like, I'm not sure it adds to the cap at all this year. Chris Jones, his contract didn't add to the cap this year at all either. You know, Mahomes did, but only a little bit. So that's what you do, is you spread it out, you guarantee probably more money than you'd like, but you give a little less upfront money than you'd like also. You know, that's something that, I mean, that Chris Jones contract's a work of art, because it's exactly what he has wanted, except no signing bonus, which is not ideal, but it's also a pandemic, so somehow they made it work, and I think it's really incredible.
No, you're right, Ian. And just last thing here, what I've learned over these last couple of weeks when it comes to the salary cap, it takes two to tango. And in the situation with Chris Jones and Travis Kelce, you had a player that wanted to make it work. You also had the team wanting to make it work. So these organizations will always figure out a way to make it happen. So whenever we talk about the salary cap, both sides have to want to get a deal done. And that's exactly what we saw here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And you know, it's never going to be perfect, right? I mean, I've done a contract negotiation for myself. I have an agent to go through. First of all, it's not fun. Second of all, you never get what you want. And, you know, the main thing is, what is most important to you? For if you're a player, what's most important? Chris Jones, you know, getting that full guarantee for 2 years and getting the number up. That was really important. For Travis Kelce, long-term security, really important. For Mahomes, obviously the highest paid quarterback he was going to be anyway, those guarantees that trigger a year early locks him in forever. Those were important to the player. For Kansas City, it was don't add too much money up front. It was keep the overall numbers down a little bit and make a guarantee as much as they wanted. It's about making it work for both sides and each side getting their wins. I think they did a really, really nice job.
That is Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, one of the top NFL reporters. You can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. You can also be sure to check out NFL Network's Inside Training Camp live coverage. It expands to 6 hours of daily live coverage starting this Monday at 9 a.m. sharp. Ian, always good talking to you. Really appreciate your work. Thanks for coming on today.
Absolutely. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.